Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it's willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. Meantime, there has been some progress in delivering shipments to civilian neighborhoods under siege by Syrian government troops and their allies. In U.S. presidential politics, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has won what's known as the First in the West Nevada Democratic Caucus, defeating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by a margin of 52-48. National correspondent for VOA Jim Malone with results of the Republican Party primary in the state of South Carolina, where frontrunner Donald Trump won.
Donald Trump continues his march toward the Republican nomination. He's won the last two contests, New Hampshire, now South Carolina. The upcoming Super Tuesday primaries, mostly in the southern states, that should help Donald Trump as well. So this was a big boost with a victory in South Carolina.
For Republican candidates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, a virtual tie for second place. Jeb Bush suspended his campaign Saturday night after getting votes only in the single digits. Republicans Ben Carson and John Kasich, each of whom appeared to garner less than 8% of the votes, have indicated their campaigns will continue. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner of Thursday's presidential election, but the main opposition party is rejecting the results as fraudulent. EU election observers say the ruling party distorted the fairness of the campaign and state actors created intimidating atmosphere. This is VOA News.